Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom. We pray and hope that you and your families are in the best of health and are keeping well. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we have also a very interesting topic of discussion. And that is the wisdom of the night of ascension, the night of Mi'raj. And to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have none other than Mawlana Nawshad Attari Hafidhahullah Ta'ala in the studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you doing?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Well, Mawlana Sahib, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion. And that is the wisdom of the night of Mi'raj. We know every year when the 27th night of Rajab comes, and we know it's such a blessed night. And you know, every year when we attend these lectures, you know, on Mi'raj, then we hear the story and the incident of Mi'raj. But this topic, the wisdom of the night of ascension of Mi'raj, is something which not many would know, or they know of how many wisdoms there are that happened on the night of Mi'raj. There's so much of wisdom. So inshallah, we will be covering through some of those. Before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about the wisdom of the night of ascension, the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And on that night, we know that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook such a beautiful journey beyond the heavens. And there is so much of lessons that we can take from this incident of Mi'raj. There is so much of wisdom in it. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own blessed sight. And you know, this was actually the wish that remained in the heart of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Until, you know, he said in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini, that, oh my Rabb, let me see you. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, Lan tarani, that you will never be able to see me. You will definitely not be able to see me. But on the other hand, when it came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to call his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessed him with his own sight. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, what is important is that some people may, you know, think that how could this journey occur? And the actual fact is that this is beyond our comprehension. Who are we to question? Who are we to debate? This is beyond our mental capacity and beyond what we can comprehend. we have to accept it. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, in the first verse of Surah Bani Israel, the 15th chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. The translation, pure is he who carried his bondman by night from the sacred masjid to the Aqsa masjid, around which we have placed blessings that we might show him our grand signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing. Subhanallah. Now, regarding this blessed verse, Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he has mentioned in Khazainul Irfan that the blessed Mi'raj is a miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a great blessing of Allah azza wa jal. It reveals the miraculous closeness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which no other creation of Allah azza wa jal has ever attained. This blessed Mi'raj, it occurred in a state of wakefulness with the body and soul. And this faith is the belief of the majority of Muslims and a large number of the ashab, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also had this belief that this incident of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, it took place in wakefulness with the body and soul. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by mentioning the word subhan in this ayah. The word subhan means the sanctity of Allah azza wa jal and his state of being absolutely free from every fault and from every defect. Now, the idea behind this was to also answer any objections that the unbelievers could raise on the authenticity of the physical mi'raj. For example, the visit of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his blessed body to Bayt al-Muqaddas in Jerusalem, in Palestine, to Bayt al-Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa, or towards the skies with his blessed body, and from there to the destination of ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى, meaning Allah's qurb and Allah's closeness, and then the return in an extremely short period of time. And this was impossible for unbelievers to understand. So by stating the word Subhan, Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed that if all these acts were impossible for me, then this would be my inability and weakness. And weakness is a defect. And I am absolutely free from every defect.
Absolutely.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every defect. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, raising an objection to the glorious miracle of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't something new. But many unwise people who are unaware of its reality, they have been refusing to accept this great miracle, even from the blessed era of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the believers, it is sufficient enough to keep in mind the power, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of, you know, trying to prove this incident through their wisdom, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Now, in order to further understand this, let us recall the miracle of Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiyya rahimahullah. Who was he? He was a follower of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. That from Yemen to Syria, he took a throne, the throne of Bilqis. And how big was this throne? 80 yards,
Allah.
80 yards long, 40 yards wide, and it was decorated with diamonds and jewelry. He lifted this throne before the blink of an eye.
Allah.
And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. It is mentioned in the translation from Kanzul Iman. One who had knowledge of the book said, I shall bring it to you before the blinking of your eye. Subhanallah. Now, if we have to ponder, just ponder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a follower of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam the power of transferring an extremely heavy throne, which was present way, not nearby, it was hundreds of miles away,
Allah.
By lifting it before the blink of an eye. And then without doubt, in a small portion of the night, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal is able to grant a journey of Makkah and La Makkah to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, we have to, you know, understand, and when we ponder and read this incident, when we hear about this incident, there are a lot of wisdoms in that. And one of the first wisdoms is, first of all, we have to recall a saying, and the saying is famous. فعل الحكيم لا يخلو عن الحكمة, that the actions of a wise person is never free of wisdom.
Absolutely.
Meaning there is always some wisdom behind his action. Now, countless pearls of wisdom are hidden in every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are impossible for our intellect to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with mi'raj. The idea was to console. The idea was to comfort his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This was one of the wisdoms, one of the main wisdoms of mi'raj itself. Masa mentioned that there were some people at that time, even now you will find them.
Mm-hmm.
Look, at the end of the day, whoever has faith will believe.
They wouldn't question.
Won't question.
Right.
And those who don't have faith, they won't believe. That's their choice that they have made, right? What some people try to do is, they try to understand it through the lens of physics. How does it make sense according to the laws of physics and science?
Right.
But they are measuring with the wrong measurement. Mm-hmm. It's like, for example, you want to weigh yourself, you'll use a scale. You're not going to take a ruler or a measuring tape
right.
to see how much you weigh.
Gee.
So this is what they are actually doing without understanding it, because they lack the wisdom. They may have knowledge of the world, knowledge of science, knowledge of physics, but when it comes to spirituality, then most of them are bankrupt.
Right.
And so they're trying to use the wrong measurement for something like this. This is something spiritual. And in those places, you mentioned La Makkah actually literally means no place, because the laws of physics does not work there. There's no such thing as time and space and directions.
Right.
In those areas, these concepts, they do not exist.
There's no way, when, how.
That is restricted to the physical world,
right,
where physics operates, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this journey. Today you see astronauts that are going into out of space, they need to wear those suits.
Oxygen tanks.
Yeah, all of those things, you know, they need to wear. Those things cost millions and millions.
Mm.
They need to travel in the space shuttle, which costs so much of money.
Mm.
But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a space shuttle, without a space suit, his preparation or part of it was that when Jibreel alayhi salam took him from the home of his cousin Hani radiallahu anha to the Hatim of the Kaaba, and they had split his chest open, taken out his blessed heart, put it into a golden container that had zamzam. He immersed it in that to put more wisdom, more noor, and also to prepare the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this journey, because he's going to be crossing the atmosphere, outer space, beyond the seven heavens, beyond the furthest point, which is Sidratul Muntaha. So that was part of the preparation. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, upon his arrival, yes, the disbelievers, those without faith, they started to question. When they heard him saying this,
right,
they rejected it. But you know, you have to think about something here.
Jee.
Logically, you have to think about something. If it was just a dream, would they reject it?
No.
In the dream, you can go anywhere. You can fly anywhere in your dream. So now they took it as serious that, this is why they rejected it. If they took it as a dream, they said, no, it was just a dream. Everybody can have a dream. It's fine.
Right.
But because they understood it in the context that, you know what, he is claiming that, you know, physically he went. So therefore, they were rejecting that and they were denying it. And then, of course, comes along the Sahabi Rasul, first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they told him about it, he said that, I accept it.
Eyes closed.
Eyes closed, no That's shadow it. Of doubt. You know, I accept it. You know, he has spoken the truth.
SubhanAllah.
So, SubhanAllah, you were saying that one of the wisdoms is that to console the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And also, mashallah, you've presented such beautiful words of wisdom, and that truly, you know, makes us understand, you know. And one of the wisdoms behind the journey of Mi'raj was to console Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because at that time, right, in the early days of Islam, the kuffar and the unbelievers of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they were hurting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would call them towards the right way, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would insult him, they would humiliate him, they would put, you know, the intestines of the camel upon the blessed back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he is in sajda. So much of, you know, troubles Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went
through. Oppression
as well. And dear viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all of these hardships. And then, you know, the presence of his uncle Abu Talib and Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha, they became a means of comfort,
pillars of support for him.
Yes, 100%. Now, on the 10th year of the declaration of Nubuwwah, of prophethood, his uncle, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, he passed away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not recover from this grief that, you know, his beloved companion and consoler, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, also passed away.
Allah.
Now, imagine if someone hurt you, someone is throwing a stone at you, how would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
You would feel heartbroken, you would feel shattered. And now the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she passed away. And now no one was there to prevent the unbelievers of Makkah from the injustice and cruelty, and to condemn them for these acts. And the mischief of these people that they caused, it became unbearable. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the city of Taif in the hope that, you know, these people, they would be convinced to accept this invitation. But what did they do? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes, gives them the message of the oneness of Allah azza wa jal. But the response, reaction of these people was what? They picked up stones in their hands. Small children picked up stones in their hands and they started to throw it at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bared all of that. Allahu Akbar. And this happened way in Taif, which we cannot even understand. Now, under these extreme conditions, when there was disappointment everywhere and apparent support had not been anymore, Allah Azza wa Jal called his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the special journey to observe the clear signs of his greatness, so that the apparent oppression could not continue to grieve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful is this munasab, you know? through all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, all the troubles he went through, this night of Mi'raj, one of the wisdom is that to console him and to comfort him, subhanAllah. That was one. And we, the second wisdom regarding this is that Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he mentions that all the miracles and ranks which were individually granted to the blessed prophets alayhi wasallatu wasalam, more than this was granted to our beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there are so many incidents.
Allah.
Musa alayhi salam attained such a status, such a maqam, that he would go to the mountain of Tur and would converse, would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was called on the fourth heaven. Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam was called to Jannah, was called to paradise. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with Mi'raj, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was given a tour of the skies, was made to observe Jannah, made to observe Jahannam. So in short, all these ranks were granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in just this one mi'raj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this, Muhasab, that, you know, this shows us the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, what's interesting, Muhasab, that, you know, initially it was 50 salah that we were commanded to perform, 50 salah. And in this part here, there's a very beautiful wisdom. And that is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was descending, he came across Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked him that, what has your Rabb gifted you? And so he says that, my Rabb has given me 50 salah for my ummah. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam says that your ummah will not be able to perform this 50 salah. It will be too much upon them. It will be a burden upon them. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, why don't you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request for it to be decreased? And so each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreased it till it came to 5 salah. And when it came to 5 salah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that even this 5 salah will be a burden on your ummah.
Allah.
Even this 5 salah would be difficult and heavy for them. I mean, this is, you know, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And he also knew. So we see that initially it was 50 salah. And through the medium of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it came down to 5 salah. And this, you know, it teaches us that, you know, when we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should be using the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, like how when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Jibreel alayhi salam, and they reached a certain point known as the low tree, Sidratul Muntaha. And at that point, Jibreel alayhi salam said that, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot go further than this.
Allah.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, oh Jibreel, why can't you go further than this? He says, if I have to even go an inch further than this, my wings, they would be burnt to ashes.
Allah.
So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, oh Jibreel, is there any wish, any desire of yours that you would like me to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the response of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is so beautiful. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have one wish, one request, and that is that on the day of Qiyamah, when your ummah will be crossing the bridge of Sirat, my wish is to place my wings under the bridge of Sirat so that I can carry your ummah and take them towards
Allah.
Jannah.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. The views of Madani channel. This is another aspect, another point of wisdom that we learned in this incident of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, that when we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there would be a much higher chance of your du'as being accepted.
This idea of wasila, of medium, is in the Quran also.
Right.
The Quran mentions about wasila. And if any individual, because of a lack of wisdom or understanding, denies it, then we should tell them, rather you read 50 salahs, we read 5 salahs, because through the wasila of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, we got the 5. If you're denying the wasila, then read 50 salahs. You know, it's amazing that if you love somebody, you will give them a gift.
Yes.
And the gift on the night of Mi'raj was Salah.
Subhanallah.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, ulama and the scholars have mentioned that it wasn't just that one time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each time he went back to the court. How many times? 9 times it was. Up and down into the blessed court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see that, you know, a person who has some kind of understanding will see the kind of status that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in this one moment or one night, or a part of the night, where all of these things took place. I mean, imagine, Jannah is so huge, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the bounties of Jannah. Jahannam, how big Jahannam is, with all the different levels, the different doors and gates. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown the different punishments that were there. And subhanallah azza wa jal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by a certain valley.
Right.
And heard a voice or a sound. Right. And asked, whose voice, whose sound is this? Jibreel Amin alayhi sallam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the voice of Jannah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And it was saying that, oh Allah, so we're telling the summary of the narration, please, you know, enter into me all those whom you have promised that will enter into me. So, I mean, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't undertake this journey or wasn't invited by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then perhaps many things that we would not know about.
Yes.
And he saw it with his physical eyes, the blessings of Jannah, and he's telling us.
Subhanallah.
Other prophets, alayhi wasalam, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of wahi and revelation, revealed these things to them. But you know, they say seeing is believing. That kind of idea. Although we as believers, even without seeing, we believe. Whatever is a hukum and order of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have any doubt in that.
Yes.
Right? We haven't seen heaven and hell, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, and so we believe.
Right.
But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his physical eyes, he sees paradise, he sees Jannah, he sees the blessings and bounties. With his physical eyes, he sees what will be the punishments in the hellfire. I mean, he witnesses all of these different observances, and subhanallah, he relays that to us. His ahadith are there, so many different narrations are there, describing a lot of it in detail. He even sees the fountain of Kawthar, which has already been given to him.
Allah.
Subhanallah, it was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of judgment, he will be giving out the water from there to his loyal servants, his loyal followers. And once a person drinks from there, they will never be thirsty until they enter paradise.
Subhanallah. You've mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted the fountain of Kawthar.
Absolutely.
And this is actually another wisdom as well.
Allah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the owner of all the treasures.
Allah.
Yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the owner of all the treasures. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. The translation from Kanzul Iman, O beloved, undoubtedly, we have bestowed upon you abundance of good. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned in a blessed hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I was sleeping when the keys of all the treasures were brought to me and placed in both of my hands. Subhanallah. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the treasurer, I am the custodian of the treasures of Allah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah.
Now the wisdom here is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the owner of the entire kingdom of Allah azza wa jal. That's why upon every leaf of Jannah, of paradise, in the eyes of the hoors, the pure maidens of Jannah, in fact, everywhere, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is written.
Allah.
That is, these things, they have been created by Allah Azza wa Jal and given to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why the will of Allah Azza wa Jal behind granting the Mi'raj is that the owner of the treasures of both the worlds could be shown his possessions. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has appointed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the owner of these treasures and has given him authority to give to whom he wills. But we must keep in mind this is authorized by Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So we must not be confused and allow shaitan to start putting waswasa and evil whisperings in the mind. How can you say these things? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given this authority, 100%. Appointed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person has a problem with that, he has a problem with Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu giving authority to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must be very careful in that regard.
And that's so true, Masa, because the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted to him by Allah azza wa jalla.
Absolutely.
So that is very important, the views of Madani Channel, for us to remember and to keep in mind. Now that was one wisdom. And there is also, there's so much more. Another beautiful wisdom is that one of the beliefs of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, one of the beliefs of Mi'raj, Mi'raj Mustafa, that the Islamic scholars have mentioned is to reveal the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the entire universe, not only to this planet Earth, no, but to the entire universe. That is why when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Masjid al-Aqsa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he do? He led the salah of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam so that the superiority of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be apparent over all the blessed prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu, he has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I entered Baytul Muqaddas. So all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam were gathered for me.
Allah.
And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam requested me to go ahead. And then I led the salah of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. So from this Murasa, we see that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he was the leader and the imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of these points of wisdom, they show, you know, the status and the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that there is no one in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Absolutely, Masab. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that incident there by Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leading the Anbiya, all the prophets. Remember now, approximately 124,000 prophets of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had apparently passed away years before, thousands of years before, but they were physically present to them. And subhanallah azza wa jal, this is the perfect example. When we say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, he's the leader of all the prophets and the messengers alayhi salam, then this is one of the perfect examples that we can show, because he was the Imam. The person who qualifies the best is put in the front as the Imam. So he was there as the Imam of all the Prophets alayhim salam, and subhanallah azza wa jal, they all greeted, they met with him, they greeted him, and you know, they had wonderful conversations. And before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from there left for the seven heavens and beyond, Jibreel alayhi salam presented two bowls or two utensils or cups, you can say.
Right.
One had milk, one had wine.
Oh.
And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose milk. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, if you would have chosen wine, then your ummah would have gone astray.
Allah.
But you have chosen the fitrah, what is natural.
And this happened on the net of Mi'raj.
Yes, there by Masjid al-Aqsa, by Baytul Maqdis. And that shows us, you know, Islam is the pure way. It's the natural way. The fitrah of the human being is actually inclined towards worshipping one Allah. It's inclined towards Islam. That if you leave a child, then they will on their own, without influences, then they will recognize there is a creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Well, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are so many wisdoms in this journey of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, subhanallah. Well, Muasab, before we go further and discuss much more wisdoms, inshallah, let us go and, you know, rejuvenate our hearts and souls with the naat and praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be right back. So for now, let us go and enjoy this kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللہ غنی کیسی وہ پرکیف گھڑی تھی جب سامنے نظروں کے مدینے کی گلی تھی نظروں سے لیے بوں سے کبھی ہونٹوں سے چوما نظروں سے لیے بوں سے کبھی ہونٹوں سے چوما اس شہر کی ہر چیز مجھے خوب لگی تھی اس شہر کی ہر چیز مجھے خوب لگی تھی لجپال کی چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا لجپالوں کے لجپال کی چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا قسمت میری اس در کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی کیفیت دل کیسے بتاؤں بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی تھی مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی لے ڈوبتے آمال میرے مجھ کو نیازی لے ڈوبتے آمال میرے مجھ کو نیازی جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی اللہ غنی کیسی وہ پر کیف گھڑی تھی جب سامنے نظروں کے مدینے کی گلی تھی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What a beautiful kalam. I hope that has rejuvenated our hearts and soul and increased our love for Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the wisdoms of the night of ascension, the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And in this, thus far we have covered much aspects and much wisdom in this regard pertaining to the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And Manasab, are there any more wisdoms pertaining to the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj?
Well, absolutely they are. For example, the scholars have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa alayhi salam,
right,
that his staff, his asa that he had,
right,
that could change into a huge snake.
Mm-hmm.
So when he threw it down, because you must know the sorcerers, the magicians, the sahirin, they had their little snakes or illusions that were there. Right. So Musa alayhi salam was ordered Allah azza wa jal to throw his stick down, his asa, his staff, and it would become a huge python or huge snake and gobble up all of the other smaller snakes.
Allah.
And then when he took hold of it again, it would change back to being an asa, being a stick.
Right.
Now, these things were shown so that Musa alayhi salam, he was able to confront the sorcerers of Fir'aun, the magicians of Fir'aun. And then, you know, also that he didn't have the fear in him. Because, he had the biggest snake over there in terms of the asa becoming a snake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fear was taken away. So, likewise, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment will be the main intercessor. In fact, he will open the doors of intercession. So we say, shafa'ate sughra, shafa'ate kubra.
Right.
So the major intercession and the minor intercession.
Mm.
So when he opens the door of intercession, then thereafter, others will intercede. Like the Haji will intercede for certain people. A Hafiz al-Quran who followed the commands of the Quran will intercede for certain people, family members. ulama ikram, only after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam opens the door of intercession. Now, as we mentioned, Musa alayhi salam, that fear was taken out from him, right? And he was able to subdue and overpower the magicians. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown hellfire, was shown the punishments, and all the different types of torments and horrors of the Day of Judgment. So it's not something new to him.
Subhanallah.
So on the Day of Judgment, he won't have that fear that we will have.
Ya Rabbi.
So this was one of the great wisdoms in this Mi'raj itself, that the fear of that day, of Judgment Day, is taken away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because you already observe those things.
Right. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is truly, truly, absolutely profound and such a beautiful wisdom there, Mu'asai. I really, really appreciate it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's also another interesting point of wisdom, and that is that, you know, another belief of Mi'raj, wisdom of Mi'raj, was to honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all types of revelations. One type of revelation is that Allah azza wa jal speaks directly. Allah. And this is the best type of wahi, the best type of revelation. On the night of Mi'raj, Allah Azza wa Jal directly spoke to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is mentioned in verse 10 of Surah An-Najm, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. The translation from Ganzul Iman: now he revealed to his bondman whatever he revealed.
Allah.
Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the books of tafasir, in the books of commentaries, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the last two verses of Surah Baqarah directly from Allah Azza wa Jalla on the night of Mi'raj. Subhanallah. The last two verses of Surah Baqarah, there is so much excellence. There is so much of virtues that, you know, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard it directly from Allah Azza wa Jal in attaining special closeness on the night of Mi'raj. So we too, we should recite them, these two last two ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah, from time to time.
Nasib, how will it be
Ji,
that when we are reciting those verses, we think about that incident?
Allah, Allah.
You know, this manner of revelation, this wahi was completely exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
That no other honorable prophet of Allah azza wa jal had this type of revelation. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard directly from Almighty Allah jalla jalaluhu these verses, these ayat as well. So the next time we are reciting Amanu Rasulu, then think about this year.
Yes.
And think how lucky we are. We are the ummatis of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't choose.
Yeah.
We were made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. We love all the anbiya, all the mursaleen, messengers, prophets of Allah. You know, if any believer, any Muslim has any negativity against any prophet of Allah, then his iman is gone. He loses his iman. So we love all of them. We respect, we revere, we honor all of them. But our Nabi is our Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our leader. He is our master. On the Day of Judgment, He will intercede for us, inshaAllah ta'ala.
InshaAllah.
And so, subhanAllah azza wa jal, He received this very exclusive wahi, and we should show gratefulness to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that He made us an ummati of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we just mentioned before this that the intercession will be opened by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, one thing I remembered is that the ulama ikram have stated, subhanAllah, at Masjid al-Aqsa, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, and the different prophets of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they praised Allah azza wa jal, and they recounted one of the favors, like Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned, that all praise is due to Allah azza wa jal, who has made me His khaleel. Musa alayhi salam stood up and said, all praise is due to Allah azza wa jal, who has made me His Kaleem.
Like this, other prophets, alayhi wasalam, they also stood up and mentioned similar things. Jee. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam stood up and said that all the praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa who has made me a mercy to all the universes.
Allah, Allah.
And has made my ummah as the first and the last. Who has the last and the first. Meaning that in this world, we as an ummah, as a nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the last to arrive. After us, there's no more ummahs coming.
Right.
So the last to arrive. But on the day of judgment, out of all the other ummahs of the Prophet alayhi wasalam, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first to enter into Jannah.
Subhanallah.
The last to arrive and first to enter there.
Subhanallah.
How lucky we are. We should be grateful to Almighty Allah azza wa jal and thank Him and obey Him as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Earlier views of Madani Channel, Rana Sahib has mentioned such a beautiful point of wisdom, and that is the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. That has been revealed directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another point of wisdom, it has been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with mi'raj. And this wisdom is really fascinating. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with mi'raj in order to teach the adhan. Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, he said that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said, when Allah azza wa jal intended to teach the adhan to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought a transport called a buraq, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mounted on it. And this is mentioned in Fathul Bari, the third volume on page 68. Imagine, Allah, what a beautiful wisdom that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on this journey of mi'raj in order to learn the adhan and to come back here and teach it to us as to how to give the adhan.
That same adhan is called also the global echo. Because when one adhan in one place ends, then in another place it's beginning. When that ends, another place is beginning. Right. Because the different time zones, so different times for Dhuhr, Fajr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. So when one adhan in one city is ending, in another city it's starting somewhere in the world. So they call it the global echo. It's echoing around the world every day, we won't say 24/7, but every single day it's happening.
The adhan is going.
Throughout the year it's happening. You know, so subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, even the adhan itself is to call the Muslims to the masjid for salah, and in a sense also an invitation to Islam.
Yes.
When it's telling you that, you know what, come for success, come for salah, the shahada is there as well. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, these are miracles.
Definitely.
Supernatural acts. And again, you cannot measure these things according to the laws of physics. If you're going to try to do that, you are going to fail.
Yes.
Completely fail and end up becoming a denier. And if the person is a Muslim and starts denying these things, maybe even denying the Mi'raj journey, denying everything connected to Mi'raj, then he's in trouble. Then can affect the person's iman. Because this journey was two. Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj.
Right.
The land journey from Makkah Sharif to Al-Aqsa. Baitul Maqdis, and from there to the seven heavens and beyond.
So there was two parts.
Yeah, two parts of it. Land journey and the heavenly journey. And scholars have also mentioned that all the prophets, alayhim as-salam, subhanallah azza wa jal, they had went to Masjid al-Aqsa to perform salah, to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this was a reason for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to also be there in Masjid al-Aqsa to worship Allah
subhanallah, subhanallah. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have almost reached the end of our episode today. And you know, through the blessed event and incident of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, along with learning some wisdoms behind it, we have also come to know that the blessed prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam, they are unparalleled and matchless. And absolutely, the great eminence and the glory of these best prophets alayhim salatu wasalam can be understood by the fact that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam set off to Baytul Maqdis, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam led them in salah. And through this entire incident of Al-Isra wal Mi'raj, there is so much we can pick up. There is aqaid matters we can pick up on. There is so much of wisdom that we can gain just by us listening to this now. And if you want to know more about this, then subhanallah, your Da'awat Islami, the publishing department, Maktabatul Madina, they have published a very beautiful book, and that is Wisdom of Mi'raj Mustafa. Inshallah, read this book and you would be very, very much delighted, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.